AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. Harsh cold has descended on the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and Northern Plains. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says extreme cold weather will hit his state Tuesday and Wednesday.
There will be widespread freezing across almost the entire state of Texas, and even temperatures down to near 0 degrees, with wind chill factors being below 0 degrees.
The National Weather Service is warning of life-threatening cold as wind chills drop to minus 60 in parts of North Dakota and minus 50 in parts of Montana. Tuesday morning is expected to be even colder. Mexico awaits a new response from Google on a dispute over the Gulf of Mexico name.
Mexico says it's waiting for a new response from Google to its request that the tech company fully restore the name Gulf of Mexico to its Google Maps before filing a lawsuit.
Y que por eso en Estados Unidos el nombre del Golfo de México se ve Golfo de América si uno lo ve desde allá.
During a news conference Monday, Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum shared a letter from Google saying the tech company will not change the name after President Trump declared the body of water the Gulf of America. Sheinbaum says the mapping policy violates Mexican sovereignty because the U.S. only has jurisdiction over around 46% of the Gulf, the rest controlled by Mexico and Cuba. The Mexican president also says we will wait for Google's response, and if not, we will proceed to court. I'm Julie Walker.
The apparent leader of a cult-like group known as the Zizians has been arrested in Maryland, along with another group member. That's according to Maryland State Police. Authorities say 34-year-old Jack Lasota was arrested Sunday, along with 33-year-old Michelle Zyko. They face multiple charges. This is AP News. AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks looks at upcoming talks over Ukraine between U.S. and Russian officials.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has said his country won't take part in U.S.-Russia talks this week on ending the war and won't accept their outcome. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has arrived in Riyadh to lead the U.S. delegation in Tuesday's talks with top Russian officials. They aim to restore ties and negotiate a peaceful settlement to the war in Ukraine and prepare a meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin. It comes as Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who will be taking part in discussions, confirmed Putin is ready to resume dialogue with the U.S. on issues such as Ukraine in the Middle East. But Zelensky has said his government has not been invited to the talks over restoring peace in Ukraine, so they would yield no results. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.